This year's budget included a perennial favourite, a crackdown on the illegal cash economy. But this year, the government has gone further, pledging nearly $320 million to the ATO to track down payments. Australians might be embracing cashless payments on smartphones and credit cards, but KPMG says cash payments for services are still booming, and the restaurant industry is a major offender. Kai Chow has this.
Jackie M. Tang, or as she's known on social media, Jackie M., is a Malaysian food expert and part-time restaurateur. She sits on both sides of the cash economy fence. When she ran her restaurant full-time, she used card payments. Now she does most of her business in cash. She says many restaurants prefer to do business in cash for perfectly legitimate reasons, such as wanting to avoid fees from credit and debit card companies. Sometimes it's simply because of habits that are as old and hard to break from than a traditional recipe for char kway teow.
I do all my Asian grocery shopping for my business at an Asian grocery store. It just, you know, I know they've got the FPOS payment option now, but I think a lot of us are still hardwired based on our like cultural backgrounds and that sort of stuff to just like, you know, it's just easier just to pay by cash.
Jackie M says she diligently follows regulations, but knows not everyone does. And while she agrees business can be tough for less established players,
it frustrated me that my food, for instance, you know, as a very basic example, had to cost that much more than the next person who's paying everyone, you know, under the table and whatever, you know, whatever else it is they're doing. I copped a bit of flack from the Malaysian community about the price of some of my dishes compared to where they can get, you know, the same dish elsewhere. And I would kind of like just think, oh, that's because they, you know, probably because they pay their staff $8 an hour instead of what I was paying them.
Juliana Payne is the chief executive of Restaurant and Catering Australia, an industry group representing 45,000 cafes, restaurants, and catering businesses. She agrees that using the cash economy to dodge regulation isn't good for anyone.
And it also has the backdoor effect of making it even harder for those businesses who are doing the right thing, paying their super, paying their taxes, paying their award wages. If you've got people next door to you undercutting you.
The Turnbull government will give more than $318 million to boost the tax office's data analysis capabilities. That will help fund a new hotline for the public to dob in businesses abusing the cash economy and help establish strike teams within the ATO to take on cash businesses. Juliana Payne says the industry supports new measures announced in last Tuesday's budget to fight the black economy. But she does wish the focus was elsewhere.
Staffing is the number one problem at the moment. It has been for some time and it doesn't look like going away in the future. So I think our industry would really love to see more action on making it easier to employ apprentices, making it easier to attract and employ them and keep them in the apprenticeship to finish rather than a esoteric discussion about the black economy.
But for Grant Wardell-Johnson, KPMG's lead tax partner, the new measures are just a start.
I think hotlines and strike teams are an important part of the mix, along with data matching and analytics that the government is embracing.
Mr. Wardell-Johnson says the cash economy has grown by 50% in the last 6 years to an estimated $50 billion. He says wages paid in cash cost Australia more than $2 billion in income tax revenue every year. You may well ask how accurate such worrying numbers can be when the very nature of untrackable cash transactions make it hard to measure.
It's getting bigger and bigger as a problem. How easy is it to measure? Not easy, but there are established techniques for doing that. Some are bottom-up audit type techniques and some are top-down techniques in terms of looking at the economy as a whole. Many of these methodologies are actually established internationally at the OECD level.
He says the restaurant industry is just one of the many big fish in the cash economy pond.
Anyone that's paying wages, such as restaurant or catering or corner stores, and can rely on visa holders as employees. So they're the main areas for the cash economy.
KPMG's Grant Wardell-Johnson also wants to see an amnesty to allow businesses who feel locked into the cash economy to come in from the cold.
I think the cash economy reflects an attitude that you're a mug to pay full tax when others down the road are not doing so. And that's the basis of the culture, so that if people are convinced that they're the odd one out and that others are paying their fair share, then I think they will join in to contribute tax on a fair basis.
The ATO conducted over 5,000 audits in the first half of this financial year, and no one knows that better than Jackie M.
The innocent people can potentially get caught up. I've been called up by the ATO a number of times over the years, you know. They want to check this, check that. Why is my business structured this way?
The Malaysian food guru says many restaurants and cafes have a tense relationship with the tax man. In a statement, the tax office painted a more positive picture about its interactions with small business.
Feedback from the community has been mostly positive, and our staff have been welcomed by the majority of businesses. Small businesses have been asking questions on best practices and learning about the ATO app with the assistance of our staff. They have also commented on a number of occasions that they are happy to see us out in the community and we should be doing more of this work.
Jackie M says she's happy to comply. She'd just rather not have to take quite so many calls from the tax office.
Like, if I get a phone call from the ATO, I'm not going to say, yay, you know, let's see what they want now. I'll be like, oh God, like, what do they think they've dug up this time? You know what I mean? But like, you know, for what it's worth, I've never gotten into any trouble with them. They've gone through some of my stuff in the past, you know, demanded a lot of stuff. And it's just a pain in the butt, really.
That's Malaysian chef Jackie M. Tang, ending Kai Chow's report there.